Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome to today's Daf Yomi, which is Yuma Mem Hei. We begin seven lines from the top of the Amid. Says the Gemara, B'chol Yoy Makriv Pras Shachris U'Pras Ben Harbayim. The Mishnah is highlighting some differences between Yom Kippur and what was typically done at the Beis HaMikdash. Typically, they would have half the portion of Keteris brought in the morning, half in the afternoon. On Yom Kippur, they added an additional Meloi Chofnav, a handful. Another difference, B'chol Yoyim HaYisodaka, typically it was finely ground Keteris, V'hayim Daka Min HaDaka, was extra fine. Tanur Rabbanon, Daka. The Pasuk in Achrimai says that the Kohen Gadol will bring Meloi Chofnav, Keteris Samim Daka. He'll bring a handful of this finely ground keteris. Matamad loymer, why mention daka? V'lo kver nemar, v'shachakta mimeno hadik. Typically, the keteris is meant to be ground, finely ground. V'shachakta mimeno hadik, referring to any keteris throughout the year. Ella, why then does this pasuk stipulate that when we speak about the meloy chofnav, that extra portion of keteris for Yom Kippur, it needs to be daka? Apparently, we're trying to upgrade it a bit further. It needs to be even more finely ground. Now, what is the shear? It's not clear. What constitutes daka? What's daka min adaka? The Brisker Rav says there really is no shear. The Gemara simply means you have to put it back into the mortar and do another grinding. It's sort of the covered Yom Kippur to be miyache, to do an extra preparation for Yom Kippur. Do an extra grinding job, and that enables the Yom Kippur for the Meloi Chofnav, for Kodesh HaKadosh. B'chol Yom Kohanim Oilin B'mizrucha Shal Kevesh. Typically, the Kohanim would ascend the Kevesh by way of the Mizruch perimeter and come down alongside the Marav side. Today, the Kohen Gadol goes up and down along the middle. Now, why was it so that the Kohen would go up through Mizruch and come down Marav? The Omar Mar, as we learned, called Pinas Shata Poina, whenever you take a turn, which direction should you go? In the Beis HaMikdash, you meant to go to the right. Lo Yehu Ela Derech Yamin LeMizrach. So, for instance, we have the Kevesh, and we have the Mizbeach. Suppose the Kohen had some business to do on the right side of the Mizbeach, or anyway alongside the Mizbeach. He would have to go, take a right turn, go around the Mizbeach. So as he's going up to Kevesh, he's going to have to turn to his right. Says the Gemara, since that's the case, that you have to go to the right, which in this case is towards Mizrach, because the Mizrach is over on this side, and Marav is off to the left of the Mizrach. He's going to have to turn to the right. Rather than begin climbing up the Kevesh anywhere along the Kevesh, and then have to turn and sort of cross over the Kevesh, to go towards the right, we try to minimize that walk around the Mizbeach. Mizbeach was a Mokim Kurban, a Mokim Akrovan. We want to try to shorten that trip, not just roam around freely on the Mizbeach unnecessarily. Therefore, says the Mishnah, in order to shorten that trip, on his way up, he should ensure that he goes up the Mizrach of the Kevesh. So again, this would be the Kevesh, and he would go up the Mizrach side. So this way he goes around the Mizbeach and comes down the Marav side of the Kevesh without having to cross over the Kevesh unnecessarily. The Omar Mar, as we learned, called Pinoi Shata Poina Loyu Eli Derechim in the Mizrach. So when he's going to be going up to the Mizbeach to do something, he's going to have to turn to his right, towards Mizrach. So therefore, instead of starting the Aliyah on the Kevesh from the Marav, and then have to cross over to Mizrach to make his way around the Mizbeach, trying to shorten that trip, just go up on the Mizrach side straight away, head over to the right, make a revolution around the Mizbeach, and come down on the Marav side of the Kevesh. This way he shortens his trip straight to the point. V'hayoyim, however, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen is Oyle be'emtza, V'yored be'emtza, he goes up and down, straight to the middle, And the Gemara gives a reason. My taima mishum kvoida the kohen gadol on account of his kavod. Today, Rashi says, he's going to express the chashivas and the love that Hashem has towards Klal Yisrael, who he represents. This is his day. This is the day of Kapara. Therefore, he just makes himself at home. Walks up and down without any need to go shorten his route. There are two curses in the Gemara. It's either v'hayoyim oyle be'emtza v'yored be'emtza, referring specifically to the Kohen Gadol, or as the Rambam Pirshat Mishnah learns, oylin v'yardin, in reference not only to the Kohen Gadol, but also to his helpers, the Skan, the Reish Beis Av, who accompany, who walk alongside the Kohen Gadol. They all have the same privilege. They all go up and down the middle of the Kemish. B'chol yoyim Kohen Gadol mekadesh yodav v'raglov nakir. Typically, the Kohen Gadol washes hands and feet from the kira, like everybody else. Today, from a golden pitcher. My time, why? Mishum kvoidu shel Kohen Gadol, once again, on account of his kavod, set him apart from the rest of the Kehanim, give him that privilege of using a golden pitcher. V'chol yoyim ha'yisham arba ma'arochis. Now we're going to go discuss the number of ma'arochis, the wood arrangements on the Mizbeach Achit. We know that in Kippur, we needed an extra ma'arocha. Why? To supply coals for use of that Meloi Chofnov Ektoris in the Kodesh HaKadosh. All agree, Yom Kippur featured an added ma'arocha. All agree as well that typically there were at least two ma'arochas on Mizbeach HaChitza. One, the larger one, ma'arocha G'doyla, on which they put the Korban Tamid and all other korbanos throughout the day. There was a second one, a smaller one, to supply Gecholim coals for the Keteris. They would draw coals from the Mizbech HaChitzen, bringing it to the Mizbech HaPnimi, the Hechel, which was actually also called Mizbech HaZov, Mizbech HaKeteris, three names, and over there they would bring the Keteris, be makturit in the Mizbech HaPnimi. So the Mizbech HaChitzen had to supply those coals, and therefore needed a special ma'arocha for that sake. That's agreed upon by all. At least two ma'arochas were needed. However, as we're going to learn soon, there's a shita that there were three ma'arochas. There's a shita that there were actually four. On the Mizbeach HaChitzen, typically, and of course in Yom Kippur, an additional one to supply coals for the Kodesh HaKadosh. Tana Rabban. B'chol yoyim hayu shtayim ma'arochas. Typically, there were two ma'arochas on Mizbeach HaChitzen, Yom Shalosh and Yom Kippur 3. Achas Maracha Gdoila. The first one was the larger sized wood arrangement on which they would bring the karbanis. V'achas Maracha Shnei Shal Keteris. The second one, a bit smaller, to supply coals for the Keteris. V'achas Shemoisifin Boi Bayoim. And on Yom Kippur, there was a third one, to supply coals for the Kodesh HaKadoshim Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So typically two, today three. Rabbi Yosi Omer, b'chol yom shalosh, v'yom arba. Typically, there were three, and today four. How's that? Where's the additional one? Achas shemarocha gedola, the first big one. V'achas marocha shnei shokteris. The next one was the smaller sized to supply coals for the keteris. So this was standard, one and two. V'achas shel kiyum ha'ish. There was a third ma'arocha for the sake of kiyum ha'ish. Some Rishonim learn just to keep a pilot fire on the Mizbeach, to keep a fire going throughout the day. This was a mitzvah. Rashi learns. It had a practical application as well. Rashi says if the larger ma'arocha starts dying down and dissipating, you reinforce it using the wooden coals of this ma'arocha. That was the point and purpose of this third ma'arocha. And of course, in Yom Kippur, we had another one. V'achas shemisifim b'bayayim, to supply coals for the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is Shitas Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yehuda holds typically two, today three. Rabbi Yosi says, standard was three, today was four. Rabbi Meir Omer, b'chol yoyim ha'arba. Typically, you had four ma'arochas, on the Mizbeach HaChitzen, b'yom chamish, and today went up to five. How's that? Achas shemarocha gdoila. V'achas shemarocha shnei shokteris. V'achas shokim ha'ish. So he agrees with Rabbi Yosi, there was an additional one for reinforcement, for maintenance. So we get the three. V'achas. And a fourth one, le'ivorim u'pdorim shlinis aklu mi'barev. On which they burned the ivorim, the limbs, or the pdorim, the fats of yesterday's karbonis, shlinis aklu mi'barev, which hadn't been consumed throughout the night. You have to make a special arrangement for that. These are leftovers. Yesterday's karbonis, they don't belong in the same ma'arocha as today's karbonis. So the fourth one was to address that. V'achas. And of course, the additional one for the sake of Yom Kippur to supply Gecholim for the Torah's Kodesh HaKadosh. So, according to our mayor, we begin at 4 and we end at 5. Let's take a look at Rashi, 10 lines from the top. This was the extra one for Yom Kippur, explains Rashi for what purpose? Litoil Mimenu Gecholim, the Torah's Shalafnai Lefnim, which was used to supply Gecholim for the Torah's in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Aval Torah's Shalmezbech HaPnimi, points out Rashi. What about calls for the Keteris on Yom Kippur on the Mezbech HaPnimi? That was typical, that was standard. Harayu Keteris Shokol HaShana, it was no different than the rest of the year, which was supplied by using the second Marocha, although it was Yom Kippur. The calls came from the same source as the rest of the year. The additional Marocha was rather for the sake of supplying Gecholim for that unique Avodah Keteris of Kodesh HaKadosh. Rabbi Yossi says, we have an additional Marocha Shel Kiyum HaEish, explains Rashi, Shem Ein Eish Shel Marocha Gedolah Mizgaber, we see even all of Mizeh, we have to maintain and reinforce. The large Marocha, we draw from this one, we take some wood, some coals, to reinforce the larger Marocha. Rabbi Yossi maintains, there was an additional Marocha as well, to accommodate the yesterday's Eivarim, Shlinis Aklu, Shlinitno la Marocha, Nitno la Yispikul as Akil, either they weren't burnt, whether they weren't placed in the Marocha to begin with, or they hadn't gotten a chance to be consumed. You need a special Marocha for that. So once again, it's either standard 2, today 3, or typically 3, today was 4, according to our mayor, it jumped from 4 to 5. Continues the Gemara, Dekuli Alma Mias, it's pretty clear that all agree, Tarti Islo, that you have to have at least two. They all agree. Two Marochas on the Zbech HaChitzon were standard. Min Lomo. How do we know that there were two Marochas? Amar Kor, the Pasuk says, in the beginning of Tzav, Hi Ha'Ola Al Mekda. So the Ola is meant to be on the wood arrangement. The burning wood, Al Mekda, Al Mezbech, Kol HaLayla. Zu Marocha Gdol. This is the larger sized Marocha for the Ola. And the same pasuk continues, Ve'esh ha-mezbeach tukad boy. Another lashon of tukad, of a fire arrangement, is referring to another arrangement. Zu marocha shnei shokteres. That was the smaller sized marocha for the k'teres. So more here will focus on several psukim, the beginning of Parshas Tzav. I'll just read a few inside. Have it on the side of the Gemara. So we have the pasuk that we just mentioned, which is actually pasuk beis. Savas iron is bon of lemur, zois teras oila, hi ha oila al moikta al mazbech kala laila. Ah, that boy, that's the first marocha for the oila. Veisha mazbech tukat boy, that's the second marocha to supply gecholim for the k'teres. We're going to have another pasuk within close proximity, the pasuk hey, which reads as follows. Veish al mazbech tukat boy lo sikhpa, etc., etc. So we're going to focus on these two pasuk beis and pasuk hey. In pasuk beis, we have a double mentioning of a marocha. It's easy to remember. Pasuk beis has two. He oila al moikta, that was a large marocha, and ve'esha mezbeach tukad boy, the smaller marocha, both contained in pasuk beis. In pasuk hey, we have another reference to some sort of fire, some sort of arrangement on the mezbeach. Ve'esh al mezbeach tukad boy lo sichpe, which the Gemara will focus on very soon. So far we have a source for the first two marochis. Again, they're both contained in Pasuk Beis, which has two references, two wood arrangements. For Rabbi Yossi, Kiyama Ish Minoli. From where did Rabbi Yossi learn the third marocha to supply and maintain the other marocha, Kiyama Ish? Nafkale, he learns it from Pasuk Hei, which reads as follows. Miva Ish Al Mezbeach Tukad Boy, to tell you another marocha was needed. For Rabbi Yehuda, now Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. We only have two marochis. What does he do with that pasuk? Hahu la tzasas al yisa hudasa. He's coming to tell you that suppose they have to kindle some twigs, some splinters. Suppose they see the marochas quieting down, dying down. They have to reinvigorate it by tossing up some splinters, some twigs, to get the logs going again. Or some mafreshim say, to ignite the firewood to begin with. Either way, what he's doing is he's grabbing a couple of sticks, lighting them on fire, and tossing it into the in between the logs and the mizbeach to get the whole thing going. The question is whether he can do that down on the floor, light those twigs and toss it onto the mizbeach. It's going to get embedded and bottled to the marocha. So it's irrelevant of where he's lighting those twigs. Or do we say, no, since these twigs will become part and parcel of that marocha, they need to be lit on the mizbeach, in its proper place. Says Rav Yehuda, yes, it has to be on the mizbeach. And we learn it from this pasuk. Rav Yehuda, hu la tzosas aliyisa, it's called an aliyah, like a tail, thin, long sticks of wood. Hu da'asas, coming to tell you regarding that. How exactly? The sun. We learn it in the price. Hayy Rav Yehuda Omer, minayin la tzosas aliyisa, sheloi tehei elabroishu shem mizbeach. How do we know this halacha? That kindling those twigs also must take place on the mizbeach. You can't just light them on the floor beside the mizbeach and then pick them up and put them on the mizbeach. Tamar leimar. That's why we have this pasuk hey, ve'esh al mizbeach to good boy, to tell you that even this type of kindling must take place on the mizbeach. It's part of the mizbeach. It's part of the ma'aracha, and the appropriate place for kindling is on the mizbeach. Om Rabbi Yossi, the Braisa continues. Actually, I'm going to use that pasuk for the third marocha. Rabbi Yossi, minayin she'ose marocha l'kiyum ha'esh. How do I know that you meant to create another marocha for kiyum ha'esh, as we explained earlier, to use that marocha to supply the other marocha from it, to reinvigorate, to maintain the other marocha using this marocha? How do we know that? Talmud Lomar, this very pasuk. Pasuk hey, va'esh al mizbeach to good boy. So that's the brayse. We have a pasuk hey, which reads va'esh al mizbeach to good boy. Could there be a see? That's informing us regarding the third maracha, which is needed on a regular basis. Maracha l'kiyum ha'esh. Rabbi Yehuda says there was no such maracha. It's teaching us about hatzotas al yosa. Rabbi Yehuda, hatzotas al yosa minali. How does know this halacha? He meant to kindle those splinters on the mizbeach and not on the floor below, and then throw them onto the mizbeach. He better use this pasuk. For his sake, he no longer has an available pasuk for this chiddush. Nafkalei, he will derive it mehecha, the nafkalei Reb Shimon, from the same address as Reb Shimon. What does Reb Shimon learn this halacha from? From a different pasuk. A pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. This time. What is the pasuk teaching us? Limid alatzasas al yosa, sheloi tehei, ella b'koyin kosher, ubekli shoros. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda learns from this pasuk that not only igniting the maroch initially, the beginning of the yom avoda, needed a koyin, but anything that's happening on the mizbeach, including hatzatas al yosa, which we just learned, Reed himself just told us, needs to be done on the mizbeach itself, meaning not only initiating the fire at the outset of the yom avodah, but even throughout the day, if there's some sort of weakening in that fire, and you have to reinvigorate it, refresh the fire, you throw some splinters into that marocha to get it going again, which needed to be done on the mizbeach. All that needs a kohen wearing klei shoros, meaning bidei kohen. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon responds, look, you just told me that atzotas al yosa can only be done on the mizbeach. If so, why would you need a pasuk to tell you they need a kohen for that? Who else is going to engage with the mizbeach? Who else is going to do things on the mizbeach if not a kohen? V'chisal al datach. Couldn't even contemplate shezar karev l'gavim mizbeach, that a non-kohen will approach and engage with the mizbeach? You don't need a pasuk to tell you that hatzotas al yosa needs a kohen. It's pashut. If it's on the Mizbeach, it needs a kohen. Rather, says Rav Shimon, the pasuk is telling you a more basic halacha. Ela limid ala tatas al yosa shaloi tehei ela broishah shel Mizbeach. The pasuk which says v'nosnu me'aron ish al hamizbeach is coming to tell you that very halacha. That very halacha that you learned from the other pasuk, pasuk hey, which wasn't available for me because I already used it for my purpose to tell you about the third maracha l'kim eish. That very same halacha I'm going to learn from this pasuk. V'nosnu me'aron hakohen eish al hamizbeach is coming to tell you al hamizbeach that when you kindle those twigs, that kindling must take place on the Mizbeach. You can't ignite it down on the floor and throw it on the Mizbeach. So according to Rav Shimon, we now have a source for that halacha. That Atzotas Al Yosa needs to take place on the Mizbeach itself. Leaving the other pasuk, pasuk hey, which reads, V'esh al Mizbeach tukadvoy loisichbe, to inform us regarding that third maracha, maracha lokimesh. What does Rav Yehuda respond to Rav Shimon? Shimon asked him, Akash, he says, if Atzotas al Yosa is on the Mizbeach, why would you think a Zohar can do that? For Rabbi Yehuda, he says like this, Ime Hosa, if only from that other Pasuk, Pasuk Hey, from which I derive this din of Atzotas al Yosa on the Mizbeach, perhaps I would say, Havamina, even a Zohar could do it. Although it has to be lit on the Mizbeach. Even those twigs have to be lit on the Mizbeach, because they're part of the Maracha, but maybe somehow Zohar could arrange to get them lit. While he's standing on the floor beside the Mizbeach, he'll just take some sort of a blower and blow and blow until he gets the logs ignited again. So perhaps the Zohar can do that. He's not engaging with the Mizbeach, he's standing alongside the Mizbeach. Kamash Malon, that's why we need a pasuk to tell us, no, that everything needs to be done by a kohen, not only lighting the maracha to begin with, but even refreshing the maracha needs a kohen. And Tosfos explains, apparently Rabbi Shimon, who presented this as an argument against Rabbi Yehuda, what do you need a pasuk to tell you kohen? It's pashut. A Zohar can't approach the Mizbeach. Tosfos says Rabbi Shimon apparently held it's not respectful for a Zohar to be standing near the Mizbeach and blowing away on the Mizbeach to try to get it going. This wasn't even part of the repertoire, wasn't part of the equation here. We had no havamina that this could work. And therefore, if you have to be on the Mizbeach, there must be a kohen. You don't need a pasuk for that. Rather, the pasuk is coming to tell you the ikar din, that lighting these splinters must take place on the Mizbeach, leaving that other pasuk hey, available to inform us regarding that additional maracha, the kimesh. Let's take a look at Rashi, 7 lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda Amalach, ima hasam, if only from that other pasuk. Pasuk hey, mehasa me'ayish al mizbeach, afagav da shaminim ino, shatzata barish al mizbeach. Although certainly we learn from there that kindling those splinters takes place on the mizbeach, but still leisham inon the psul bazar ava, we won't know that a zar can't do that. Hava mina ko yizar ara va mapucha. He'll stand there by and blow away. And that's why we need a pasuk to tell you that a kohen is needed. So conclusion. We had Pasuk Hey, Eish HaMizbeach Tukad Boi Leisichbe, which according to Rabbi Yosi tells us to make that extra Maracha Lekim Eish. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. You don't need an extra Maracha for that sake. The Rimi L'Amnil, the Miri explained, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohen would just bring wood from the outside and supply and resupply the Maracha. You don't need to resupply from within the Mizbeach, which is apparently Rabbi Yosi's Shita. Even when you have a maintenance issue, you have to go bring from inside. It has to be supplied from within the Mizbeach. That's why we need a special maracha for that sake. Rabbi disagrees. He says, we don't need a maracha for that sake. Rather, this pasuk of Eish HaMizbeach is coming to tell you another chiddush. Suppose you have to refresh the Mizbeach and you want to get some splinters kindled and have them tossed into the maracha between the logs. Can you light them below and throw them in? Because in any case, they're going to be a bottle to the maracha. It's going to be part of the maracha eventually. No. No. It has to be lit on the Mizbeach itself. They have chashivas. They're like firewood of the Mizbeach, and they have their own chashivas. You can't just light it below and throw it into the fire and let it be bottled. You have to light it on the Mizbeach itself. The question was, how does Rabbi Yossi know this halacha? The answer was, he derives it from a pasuk, the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. But in any case, all agree that the lighting process, whether lighting the maracha initially or lighting it eventually, reinvigorating, refreshing it, that needs a kohen. Not only a kohen, but wearing bigdikun as well. And that's all included in the pasuk. V'nosnu b'nei Aaron a kohen. Why does the pasuk speak about a kohen? For this very purpose, lighting the mizbeach requires a kohen. Continues the Gemara. We have another shita. We discussed Rabbi Yehuda. Typically, do a two marachis. Rabbi Yossi holds three. Rabbi holds four. What's the fourth one all about? Rabbi Meir Evarim Upidurim. The fourth one was to accommodate the leftovers from yesterday, the Evarim, the Pidurim, the Chalavim, Shlenis Akum Berev, that were not consumed throughout the night. Menolaim, as you know, that you need to make a special maracha to accommodate those Evarim and Pidurim rather than just tossing them to the new maracha, the big one. Nafkalei, he learns it from an extra vav, because in pasuk beis, which reads ve'esh al mezbeach tukad boy, we seem to have an extra vav ve'esh, and that's the source for this maracha. Nafkalei mi ve'esh to tell you a fourth maracha. For rabbanan vav lidashi, they hold that a vav, although sometimes we do use it as a drasha, but here not to this extent that we're going to make a new maracha. A new place, a new age for this purpose. V'rabbanon evarim u'pedorim shlenis aklum be'erev mayavilu. But the Rabbanon, what are we meant to do with these items? What do we burn them? Mahadilu maracha g'dayla. You simply put them back into the maracha g'dayla. They don't need their own marach. They're leftovers from yesterday. They just go back to the same place and get consumed there. The sanyo menayin levarim pedorim shlenis aklum be'erev. How do we know regarding these avarim pedarim which are not consumed throughout the night? So this is going to be the shitas chachamim. He's going to return them to the maracha, but in the meantime, this is in the morning when he has to clean up the mizbeach and rearrange the fire. So he takes the avarim and puts them somewhere on the side of the mizbeach. There's not enough space. Al mizbeach, she says on al kevesh, she places them on the ramp, or al gabes soiv on the walkway, which protrudes from the side of the mizbeach. He leaves them there temporarily, achiyas maracha gedola v'soidron, until he completes the maracha gedola, and then puts them back in the maracha gedola. They don't need their own maracha. Talmud Leimar, we learn this from a pasuk. This is the pasuk, beginning of Vayikra Vav. This is in Tzav once again. Pasuk Gimel says, "V'hira misadeshna shatoich la'ish esa oila al mizbeach." Why again reference the word oila al mizbeach? As Rashi points out, we already know the oila belongs in the mizbeach because we had that other pasuk in pasuk Beis which said "hi oila al maikta." So what's the point of this pasuk? Tamal loy ma'asher toich la'ish esa oila al mizbeach. It's coming to tell you, just put them back. You don't have to have an omar racha. You have to go put them back on the same place, and have them burn in the same aracha as the oila. So the chiddush is that they're meant to be put back. You don't just take them off. A new day, a new carpet, no. Even yesterday's leftovers are meant to go back and be burned on the mizbeach. And we don't necessarily have a raya, say the rabbanon, that they need their own maracha. The stamma of the pasuk is, just put them back where they came from. Tosfos points out, why does the Braisa say that you place them on the Mizbeach, on the Kevesh, or the Soiviv? Says Tosfos something very important. You can't put them back down on the floor, even on the Yisoid you can't put them. Why? Because they will become Pasobalina by having been left overnight. And then they're no longer ready for the Mizbeach. Rather, you place them on an area which is halachically regarded as Mizbeach. We know that when you have something on the Mizbeach, he's home. You don't get become pasul there, even if they're left overnight. So the Mizbeach has that halacha, the Kevesh, the Soiviv, it's a chiddush, even the Soiviv. And therefore, leave the Ivarim there until you're done doing the Maracha, and you put them back on the Mizbeach. Another pshat says to you, maybe there's even an Isser to remove them completely from the Mizbeach. Rather, you leave them there until you have to be able to put them back on the Maracha. Rameo holds that you meant to make a new ma'aracha for the Varma Pdarm of yesterday. What does Rameo do with this pasuk, which indicated to us that the Varm go back where they came from, on the ma'aracha g'doyla of the Talmud? Rabbi Meir, ikulu oila ta machzer. The pasuk which says, Asher toichala esh es oila mizbeach, is coming to tell us that only an oila has this halacha. These partially consumed oila parts must be returned. Ata machzer, viata machzer, ikulik teres. But that doesn't apply to the ikulik teres. Suppose we have some granules of teres which were not fully consumed, and they're in the mizbech apnimi. Next day comes around. Do you have to go ahead and put them back on the fire and have them burn further? No. There's a difference between the mizbech achitzen, which is a mokim, and once the carbon is up there, you leave it up there and you let it burn throughout. Whereas the mizbech apnimi, perhaps the svar is that it's a klisharis, it's a movable thing. It doesn't have the same halacha as the mokim mizbech achitzen and the klisharis. It's Mekadish, and it has a purpose, has a function. Once you've done the Aktoras Keteres, it's a new day. There's no point in putting the Keteres back onto the Mizbeach and back onto the fire. And that's what he uses this Pasuk for. The Pasuk stresses that this return procedure only applies to Oila, not to Keteres. The Tanir Rabchan, and by the way, the Mefarshim points out that it's not only Oila. Anything on the Mizbeach Achitzen, Chaimetz Levina, will have this halacha that you meant to put it back on the fire the next day. The Tanir of Chananya, Mimbar Ben Yumi, Bidvei Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov. He presented the Braisa and the Bismanish Lezer Ben Yaakov that we use this pasuk for this purpose. Asher Toich La'Eshes Oila Mizbeach. It's coming to tell us only Ikuli Oila, these partially consumed Oila parts, Ata Machzer, Viata Machzer, Ikuli Kteres, but this doesn't apply to the consumed Kteres. So in conclusion, we have Machlekes, Rav Meir, and Rabban. Rav Meir holds, we need a special ma'aracha to accommodate yesterday's leftovers. Rabban say, no, just put it back into the ma'aracha g'doyla of the Talmud. The Rabban actually says that according to Rav Meir, a new pious, a new lottery, a new finger count was conducted to see who's going to be zeicha to do this task, returning the Ivarim onto the Mizbeach, into this new ma'aracha. Perhaps it would seem from the Rabban that the Rabbanon, they don't subscribe to a new pious. And the svar would be that, according to Rav Meir, it's like a new job. It's a new haktara for today. We don't view them simply as leftovers. You need a new ma'aracha, it's a new avoida, which requires a new pious to determine who's going to be lucky kind to do it. Whereas the Rabban hold, it's just leftovers from yesterday. You don't need to make a big deal about it. It goes back to the same old ma'aracha, and no new finger count is needed. Perhaps it's the same kind that did it yesterday, will do it today, or perhaps any kind that happens to be there. It's not considered a new avoida on its own, and therefore it doesn't need a new ma'aracha. Let's get back to the Gemara. The Kuli Alma Mias, it's pretty clear that all agree, all shittas, Rav Meir, Rav Yosi, and Rav Meir, they all agree that on Yom Kippur you meant to add a new ma'aracha, which was used to supply the gecholim for the keteres brought in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Menalu. How did they know a new ma'aracha was needed for that? Nafkalu. They learned it from the pasuk hey, mi v'ha'esh. V'esh al-mazbeach tukat boilu esichbe. And all of the pasuk was already applied for something. But we have a ribui, v'ha, vavanehe, which tells you a new ma'aracha is needed for Yom Kippur. V'afilu l'man d'lo dorish vav. Now, even the Rabban who earlier didn't go along with Rav Meir's additional ma'aracha based on the vav, however, vavhe dorish. Here it's more than just a vav, it's vavanehe, which denotes more ribui, and it's coming to tell us that you have to go ahead and make a new ma'aracha for Yom Kippur. Okay, so in summary, we have three shittos. Rav Meir holds four ma'arachas was standard. Rav Yosi says three, Rav Yehuda says two. Let's work first with Psukim in the beginning of Parshas Tzav. We have Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Hei. In Pasuk Beis, we have a double mention of a fire arrangement. Then we have Veisham Mizbeach Tukat Boy. We have Pasuk Hei, once again, Veisham Mizbeach Tukat Boy. Then we're going to have another Pasuk, Venosim in the Aaron HaKohen Yesh HaMizbeach, which is the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. Let's go back to the beginning. The Pasuk Beis, Hiyoyla HaMoyta, now everybody agrees, is referring to the great Ma'arocha, Ma'arocha Gdoyla, meant for the Korban Tamid and all Korbanos throughout the day. The second Ma'arocha is learned from the second part of Pasuk Beis, Veish HaMizbeach to Good Boy. That's a smaller Ma'arocha for the Ketores, to supply Gicholim throughout the year, for the Ketores brought in the Mizbeach HaPnimi in the Eichel. Rabbi Meir says, the Vav of Veish is informing us of an additional Ma'arocha to accommodate yesterday's leftovers, Eivorim Opidorim Shlonis Aklu Berev. We have Pasuk Hei, Veish HaMizbeach Tukat Boy. Now, all agree that the Veha, the extra Vav and the Hei, is coming to tell us that in Yom Kippur, you needed an extra Ma'arocha. So that's agreed upon by all. What about the main function of the Pasuk? What's that coming to tell us? Veish HaMizbeach Tukat Boy, according to Rav Meir, and according to Rabbi Yossi, that we need another Ma'arocha for Kiyum HaEish, to be used to supply wood and coals to maintain the large Ma'arocha. So that's why, according to Rav Meir, we now have four Ma'arochis, the Gdoyla, the Keteres, the Ivarim, and Kimesh. According to Rabbi Yossi, we now have three Ma'arochis, Gdoyla, Keteres, and Kimesh. Rabbi Yehuda maintains, no, there's no Kimesh. What is this Pasuk? Pasuk Hei coming to tell us? Ve'esh al ha-mizbeach tukat boy. Even when you go ahead and you light those little splinters to reinvigorate the Ma'arocha, you can't do it on the floor below. You have to go ahead and light them on the Mizbeach itself. Hatzotas al yosa shtei reisha Mizbeach. And finally, we have the Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, Venostum in the Aaron HaKohen Eish HaMizbeach. According to Rav Meir, and according to Rabbi Yossi, the Pasuk here will tell us, Eish al ha-Mizbeach. The fire always has to begin on the Mizbeach, that Tatas al Yosef. These take place on the Mizbeach itself. It's part of the Ma'arocha wood. You have no business lighting it on the floor and then tossing it onto the Mizbeach. What else do we learn from this Pasuk? That a Kohen is needed all throughout. Whether when it comes to lighting the Mizbeach, whether when it comes to relighting the Mizbeach and refreshing the Ma'arocha, everything needs to be done by a Kohen. That's what the Pasuk says. V'nostum le'aron ha-Kohen Kohenish. To tell you about a Kohen. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this Pasuk was not going to tell us about a Tatas al Yasa, because he said that we learned that from the other Pasuk. Rather, the Pasuk is simply telling us that everything needs to be done by a Kohen. V'nostum in the Aaron HaKohen, Eish HaMizbeach. Continues the Gemara. We discussed all the Pesukim. We have one more Pasuk, which we haven't yet addressed. Eish Tamid. This is Pasuk Vav, beginning of Parshas Tzav, which reads like this, Eish Tamid Tukad HaMizbeach Lo Yisichba. What's that Pasuk coming to tell us? Eish Tamid L'mayasa. Miboylik the Sanya, it's needed for the following Brisa. Let's begin the Brisa with the Girsas HaGro. The Yagos HaGro replaces the Pasuk. Instead of Eish Tamid as we have it, it's meant to read Ve'esh HaMizbeach Tukat Boy, which is back to Pasuk Beis. Beginning of Parshas Tzav, Pasuk Beis. Ve'esh HaMizbeach Tukat Boy Loisich. What's it coming to tell us? Limed Amarocha Shnia Shal Ketores. Shiloi Tehei Ela HaMizbeach Achit. It's coming to tell us that the Marocha Shnia, that second smaller sized Marocha, which supplies coals for the Ketores, is meant to be out on the Mizbeach HaChitza. Meaning, fine, you need a special Ma'arocha for the Keteres, but how do you know where it's meant to be? How do you determine its location? Maybe it's meant to be in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. No. We learn from the Pasuk that it's meant to be on the Mizbeach HaChitza. Veish HaMizbeach Tukat Boy, right there, together with the first Ma'arocha. Now what about the fire and coals? which will supply the machta, the Yom Kippur Keteris, or the fire which is used to kindle the menorah. Where does that come from? How do you know that it's coming from the Zbech Achitza? Eish machta, the fire for the machta, meaning the coals, which he scoops out with his machta for the Keteris and Kodesh HaKadoshim and Kippur. U-menorah, and the fire for the menorah on a daily basis. Minayin, how do we know that it originates in Mizbech HaChitza? Says Rav Dinu, I'll draw a simple comparison. Nemra Eish B'Keteris, we find Eish B'Keteris on a daily basis. V'nemra Eish B'Machta U-menorah, we find fire for the machta and Kippur and the menorah. Ma'ala halon on Mizbech HaChitza. Just as the typical Keteris was supplied from the Mizbech HaChitza, the coals were drawn from there. Afkan on Mizbech HaChitzin, here as well. The fire for the Machta Yom Kippur and the fire to light the menorah comes from Mizbech HaChitzin. Let's just stop for a second, take a look at Rashi, third line from the top. Eish Tamed Tukad Ma'asa, we have one leftover pasuk. Kiven the Darshas Kol Maitis in Yana, you have focused on all the Maitis, all the Psukim. What about this pasuk? Shaloite on Mizbech HaChitzin, we begin the Braisa, going back to the pasuk Beis, which tells us that the coals used to supply the Keteris on a daily basis comes from Mizbech HaChitza and Daimel Krua, Mizbech HaOilaksif. Very Pasha, this Pasuk is speaking about Mizbech for the Oila, Mizbech HaChitza. So we know that there has to be a firewood arrangement for the Keteris. And we also know, where was it? Mizbech HaChitza. What about Eish Machta U'menoira? Eish Yemel Kippurim L'fnai L'fnim. The coals used to supply the Machta for the sake of the Keteris and Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ve'ish the menorah, that lokas neiros the chol yom, the flame for the menorah. Minayin should tehein tell us Mizbech HaChitza. How do you know it comes from Mizbech HaChitza? Continues Rashi. Hochi garsinan nemar kan eish b'keteris tichsiv yaktirena ve'naktor b'leish. So the pasuk, the Gemara says that b'keteris we have the word eish. What do we have? Eish b'keteris. So Rashi says it's not really a word eish. It says yaktirana. You can't be machta without a fire. Tosis actually learns. It's from a pasuk by Korach. Atav aaron ish machtosoi usnu behen eish v'simulein keteris. So we find the term eish applied by keteris. That's what the Gemara meant. In either case, the Gemara at this point figures, I'm going to learn the eish of machtos yom kippur, the eish of menorah, from the eish of keteris. Just as your typical keteris comes from Mizbech HaChitza, the same applies to Yom Kippur's Machta and the Menorah on a daily basis. Or perhaps take a different route, which won't really work out for you. Nemra Eish B'Keteris, we find fire B'Keteris on a typical day. V'nemra Eish B'Machta U'Menorah, we found Eish on Yom Kippur and by Yom Menorah. Ma lahalim b'samach loy. Just as the coals used to supply the B'Keteris on a daily basis comes from where? B'samach loy. From nearby. What does that mean? The final destination is the Mizbech HaPnimi, Mizbech HaZoh, Mizbech HaKteris in the Hechel. Where does he draw his coals from? Mizbech, nearby, his neighbor, Mizbech HaChitzen. Af Machto Menoira B'Samachle. Likewise, the fire, the coals for the Machta, for Kodesh HaKadosh and Kippur, or for the Menoira, will come from where? Something close by. Who's the Menoira's neighbor? Mizbech HaPnimi. Who's closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Mizbech HaChitzain? Or Mizbech HaPnimi Nechel? Of course Mizbech HaPnimi. Perhaps they meant to draw their fire from Mizbech HaPnimi, not from Mizbech HaChitzain. Tamad Loimar. Ah, that's why we need that Pasuk, which is Pasuk Vav in Parashat Tzav. Eish Tamid Tukad HaMizbech LeSichbe, which comes to tell us. Eish Tamid Shamati Lecha. That fire, that constant fire, that's the Menorah. Lahalos ner tamid, that fire, loy tehei el abroishoy, shom Mizbech HaChitzain, comes from where? Mizbech HaChitzain, which this pasuk is referring to. Okay, so now we know two out of three. Lomadnu eish l'menorah. We know the fire for the menorah comes from Mizbech HaChitzain. And we also know that the coals for the keteris on a daily basis came from Mizbech HaChitzain. We have one which we're not sure yet. Eish l'machta menayin. What about the fire? V'yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, okay, we'll draw a parallel. V'dinu. Nemreish b'machta, we find fire by the machta in Kippur. B'nemreish b'menor, we find by the menor. Mala halon al gab mizbech achitzin, just as the menor comes from the mizbech achitzin, as we just concluded. Afkano mizbech achitzin, the machta in Kippur also draws from the mizbech achitzin. Oiklachal derech zu, perhaps shift things around. In which case you won't have a conclusion. Learn it from someplace else. Nemreish b'kteris, we find fire by kteris. The daily kteris. B'nemreish b'machta, we find eish on Yom Kippur. Just as on a daily basis, where do you draw the calls for the tourists in Mizbech HaPnimi? Samachle, from his neighbor, from Mizbech HaChitzin. Afkan b'samachle. The same thing in Yom Kippur. The calls for Kodesh HaKadoshim will be drawn from the closest to Mizbech HaPnimi, not Chitzin. Tamad Leimar. That's why we have another pasuk, and this is in the parsha of Yom Kippur and Achrim Mois. V'lokach mulei amachto gachlei eish me'al mizbeach mulefnei Hashem. That's where he takes his gechol from. Eizeu mizbeach. Which mizbeach are we speaking about? Which is me'al mizbeach milefnei Hashem, which indicates that he takes coals from the portion of the mizbeach, from the location of the mizbeach, which is lefnei Hashem, which is facing Tamar. Apparently this Mizbeach is facing in all directions. You have to take from the Marav facing side, Ezeu Mizbeach, Shemek Tzotze Lefnei Hashem, Ve'in Kula Lefnei Hashem. Which one? Which Mizbeach features this characteristic? It's partially facing Hashem, partially facing the Heichal, and partially not. We have two candidates. Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is completely Lefnei Hashem and the Heichal, or Mizbeach HaChitzen, who only somewhat faces the Lefnei Hashem. Havi Omer is a Mizbech HaChitzin. Apparently it's Mizbech HaChitzin, and that's where he takes his clothes from on Yom Kippur. So now we have a conclusion. All fires, whether Keteris on a typical day, whether the flame for the menorah, or whether coals for Yom Kippur, were drawn from Mizbech HaChitzin. Now the pasuk says, Lefnei Hashem, Me'al Mizbech, Lefnei Hashem. Why the double lashon? V'Yitzrich L'Michtav, Me'al Mizbech. The pasuk finds it necessary to mention both terms, me'al mizbeach and lefnei Hashem. Why? The ikas rachman me'al mizbeach. Had the Torah only said me'al mizbeach, hava mina, mizbeach pnimi. I would say perhaps it's the mizbeach pnimi. Kas rachman lefnei Hashem to tell you it's mizbeach hachitzain, which only partially faces the heichal or the pesach heichal. Because Rachmanim lefnei Hashem, had the Torah only said lefnei Hashem, hava mina davkim lefnei Hashem, I would say perhaps he can only draw coals which are actually facing Hashem. Rashi says keneged haPesach mamish, only those coals which are directly opposite the Pesach of the Heichal. Aval mehaygisa umehaygisa emaloi, but perhaps the coals on either side, which aren't directly facing the Pesach of the Heichal, perhaps they're not suitable. And the chatchil you should take directly facing, but the evidence yoytze there as well. Perhaps no, you're not yoytze. Tzricha, that's why the pasuk has to use both terms, lefnei Hashem, and also me'al mizbeach, to tell you that it's kosher even along the sides. So, in conclusion, we were looking for the makar of the following halachas. What are you meant to draw the gecholim for your k'tiris throughout the year? Who are you meant to draw the fire for the menorah? Or the coals for Yom Kippur's machta? They all come from Mizbech HaChitzen. Keteris, we learn, Pasuk Beis, Veishem Mizbech Tugat Boi. It's meant to be drawn from the Mizbech HaChitzen, the Tugat Boi, which is the Mokum of the Oila, discussed in that Pasuk. Menorah comes from Mizbech HaChitzen because the Pasuk says, Eish Tamed Tugat HaMizbech. Was coming to be marred by the ish of the menorah, and again we're speaking about that same mizbech oila. Regarding the machta Yom Kippur, we have a pasuk which says v'lokach mulei amachta gachli eish me'al mizbech v'nei Hashem, which indicates that it's a mizbech which is partially facing Hashem, partially facing the Heichal, partially westward facing, and partially not. It can't be the mizbech haPnimi, which is in the Heichal itself. That is lefnei Hashem. Apparently, we're speaking about a mizbech which is outside and only facing partially the Heichal. Apparently, we're speaking about Mizbeach HaChitz. Okay, let's focus on some main points of today's daf. We began with some differences between Yom Kippur and your typical day in the Beis HaMikdash. The Keteris in Yom Kippur needed to be Dakum and Adaka. And Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would just walk up and down the middle of the Kevesh and wash himself using that golden pitcher. How many Marachas Wadi Adam is Be'ech? We have three Shittas. All agree, you needed at least two. That was standard. One was the Maracha Gdoila, one was the Maracha Shnei Shal Keteris. All agree that in Yom Kippur, you added one, which was used to supply the Gecholam for the Keteris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I want to learn that from our Pasuk. So what was your total? Well, it depends on your starting point. Who was Rabbi Yehuda? You began with two. And Yom Kippur, you ended with three. Because Rabbi Yosi, you began with three. Because you had another one, Lekiyum HaEish. Yom Kippur, you ended with four. Because Rabbi Meir, you started with four. The additional one was to accommodate yesterday's Evarim Ptarim. And Yom Kippur, you ended with five. And we concluded with a mucker that the coals and fire used for the Keteris throughout the year, or Yom Kippur, or for the menorah, all came from the Zbeach HaChitah. Kol Tov to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.